Kodak, pick the topic, we ain't following trends. We doing interviews with JoJo in the back of the Benz. This the JoJo and Big Homie show, we bringing the heat. iHeartRadio with 105.3 to beat. We just clean house, let me clear off your lens. Talk a lot of shit, but still come back with the win. I know people capping just to try to fit in, but when that...
What's going on? Welcome to episode with the Big Homie's house. We got some homies in the building. Of course, you got the Big Homie JoJo, the Bad Buddy Gwen the Game. And we got the biggest.
We got Skittles over here, too.
I was wondering, I thought you was going to say your name.
I didn't know what order it was going in. We normally go from right to left.
Yeah, well, since this is our show, I think we should
say gonna switch it up and just...
Yes,
you gonna go rogue? You gonna go rogue?
Say us first. Side shit.
Yeah, well, it's the Big Homie's house. Big Homie Kodak, Big Homie JoJo. And to my right, we have
Skittles, the original.
The original Skittles.
Oh, the red pack.
Period. Nothing better. Period.
Not the purple, not the blue.
Purple
not
was
the
actually my favorite pack, but
everything else is a copy of a remix.
That is true.
Let them know.
And all the way down here, Wesley Snipes.
Oh man, that's crazy. What's up? It's your boy Anthony, aka Tony
Fischowski,
back this here with
the
it.
Tony. Big Homie's house. Like, you know, Anthony, Tony short for Anthony.
Who made that up?
Yeah. Whoa.
I thought Ant was short for Anthony.
That was in the '90s.
Tony
is short for Anthony.
Anthony. Yeah, Tony is short for Anthony. Yeah.
Anthony, Tony. I'm sorry, I don't get it.
I never did.
It's cool though.
Tony.
But it's been a thing though. It's been a thing. It's not nothing new.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Oh, are y'all all from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you from?
Yeah, I thought you were from New Orleans.
I was raised in New Orleans, but I'm originally from here.
It's not an Atlanta thing.
You're definitely from. I hear it in your voice. You're from.
I say both because I was raised back and forth literally with the both high schools here.
She's not like me, like Memphis, Chicago, basically.
Yay.
Yeah.
Am I right? Anyway. I fucks with it.
What's the first topic? We're going to the porch.
The porch ski.
The porch. We talk about things going on in pop culture and society. So what's going on? Oh, did y'all see the clip? I don't like promoting ratchet shit normally, but
that's all you promote.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. I don't like promoting ratchet shit.
That's all you promote, bro.
No, it's fucking not.
Okay.
Anyway, have y'all seen the clip of the bad guys of LA of Kurt Franklin's son crying and shit?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was crying about though, but I saw
his daddy.
Niggas be fucked up.
Well, I'm saying, what was he crying about? Because I seen the clip now.
Yeah, he was. What I got to say about it was, niggas get judged for being emotional in 2022. Like, damn. So ladies, if a nigga open up to you, does that make him look soft in your eyes?
It depends on.
It depends on
how long I've been knowing you. What the situation is like. If you come out the gate crying or something like the first month, I'm gonna call you a softy. I ain't got time for that. It's like you emotionally. You need to get your emotions in check.
Ooh, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, it depends. It depends on the situation. Now, if it's like a petty-ass situation, but it's not because he's a man. It's a girl. She was crying about some little petty-ass shit. I'm going to say the same thing to her. Like,
yeah.
Nah, you weak as fuck. You're going to be cold on
the only woman I vent to is my mama.
Oh.
No, you can vent to some ladies.
Mama's boy.
You can't vent to them on their first date, but.
Facts.
Nah, but women, first of all, women be like, oh, you don't open up enough. But when you do open up, now you want
to
call me all
the
time.
I'm not
that type. Because don't call my phone crying because you saw that I was outside.
That part.
Having fun. Now you call
me.
But you
don't know how that's going to trigger him. Nah, but you don't know how that's going to trigger him because his last girl could have.
I don't care what your last girl did. I'm not worried about what my last nigga did. I don't bring old shit to a new table. I agree.
Everybody deserves a clean slate. Everybody deserves a clean slate. But at the same time, if somebody has gone through some traumatic shit in a relationship, he can't be like, oh, well, not me. You gotta start over.
Well, that shit gonna throw me off. Like, if you sitting there crying, like, I'm gonna get thrown off at first. At first, my initial reaction is gonna be like, nigga, what the fuck? Like,
Not even, but okay, but all right.
Well, but then I gotta sit and think, like, I don't know what this fuck this nigga have been through. I can't, you know, because mental health is very fucking important.
Yeah. What's the definition of open up?
So now, like, when I sit and look at it, I just be like, okay, so they may really have some trauma fucking going on.
Skills
so.
Gotta go to food, y'all.
Skills ain't ate all day.
I'm like, what's going on?
But you said, what's the definition? I think mental health is, it could be some, just how you respond to different things, right? So, like, if I'm...
Mental health is how you respond to things.
I mean, your mental health dictates how you respond to different things.
Yeah, facts.
That's what I'm saying.
You said what, mental health?
Your mental health dictates how you respond to different things.
I get what you're saying, but...
That's true.
If you got a mental disorder and I don't, you may react to things more seriously than I am. Or you may not react to them at all.
But you should already see signs in that. And no one.
My thing is, why is somebody
that loud ass bag?
Yeah, let's just stop while she gets in this big ass paper bag for this little ass container.
Is it Chinese food? It's seafood rice.
You sitting next to the wrong motherfucker. You turn around.
Oh, you get some. You better last time. I'ma feed you this time.
Yeah.
We had an oxtails pasta. I ain't never had it since.
Let me see what it is.
Not you ain't never had it since.
That shit makes look like you about to be shitting.
It's all right.
No,
I started a detox today. I ain't eating no more red meat.
Okay.
So seafood.
I was saying, like, let's normalize accepting somebody's, you know, well, helping somebody do their mental health. You know, like trying to see what's going on and
let's normalize having people talk about their feelings.
But are you fucked up when you don't want to deal with people's feelings though? Because sometimes, I'm not equipped. If I'm not equipped to handle that shit, I don't like motherfuckers.
Deal with what you trying to deal with.
Sometimes it could be overbearing. It just, if you always emotional, that's going to mess up my energy. And I don't need that type of energy around me.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with other people's emotions a lot of the times.
You don't even know how to deal with your own fucking emotions. Mm.
But what if they're good emotions?
Good emotions,
good emotions can be bad sometimes. Like, you could be too fucking, what do you mean? Like, too overly fucking stuck to me, like.
That's good emotions.
Smothering, like.
That's more like a bad
good
emotion.
No, it's not. Because it's good emotions because he's coming off with all this love, 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 love. That's an emotion.
You wouldn't be acceptive to that, though?
Receptive?
Hold on, yeah. Somebody being too
showing nothing
to
but
you
love.
That's not good.
What I'm saying
because now you're dependent and I feel my life is in danger.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
I might be one where I'm moving. You might want to slip my thoughts.
Yeah,
energy is good, is what I'm saying. What the person is doing, it's not nothing bad or malicious. It's a good emotion. It's just what I'm trying to explain is having too much of something good can still be bad.
Yeah.
Like if a nigga.
Like if I just fucking told you.
If a nigga hug you and he break your back.
No, I got a situation.
What's your situation?
Okay, so I had a homegirl. She was always positive, positive, positive. Every time she's positive.
She said positive, positive, positive. Positive, positive, positive.
So
positive,
every time positive, I'm positive. Around her, that's it's negative, always positive vibes. But every time I physically get in her space, something always bad happened to us. Like every time it's always some bad luck happening to us around her, but on the phone and in person, she preached positive, positive, positive. So I don't be feeding into that no more either.
Wait. You don't feed into what? Just people.
You don't feed into positive vibes.
Like I feed into it, but when they got overly positive, I feel like they be hiding something.
Damn.
Because the universe gonna always come back around.
Well, maybe they not hiding something. Maybe they might
maybe
be fighting
just
something.
And I ain't about to fight it with you.
Okay, and that's your preference. Get the fuck on.
Like, that was my question, though. Like, is a nigga wrong for not wanting to fight your demons with you?
No.
Because I don't want to fight nobody else's demons. My own demons be beat my ass.
Already, I don't need nothing else to the plate.
I ain't got no demons.
Exactly.
I can keep all that shit. I ain't got no demons. And if you have any demons, I rebuke that demon.
Not physically, but like, when I say demons, I mean.
We talking about talking, we talking about manifestations, and then y'all talk about demons? No. Like I said, I rebuke the name of Jesus demons.
You say your demons ain't there. They're like, hello. Hello.
Hi,
I'm right here. Remember that flat tire you got last week? That was me.
When them urges you had in the bed at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's me, bitch.
Remember you shit around something a little bit last time you farted? That was me.
That was me. That was that juicy crab. That's what that was.
That juicy crab demon. That would have been, yeah.
That shit's so funny.
But no, like I said, women are not really, they don't really like nigga expressing.
You gotta be careful you open up to.
I want a man to express his emotions to me. I do. And if he gets emotional, you know, he gets emotional. I'm not gonna judge him based off that shit. But if you do too, if you're too emotional, that's just something that I personally don't like. If you're too fucking emotional, like every other day you crying, all right, crying about some shit. Like, no, shut the fuck up. I don't want, no.
Okay. So he can't be emotional to his standards. He got to be emotional to your standards.
No, he can be emotional to his standards.
But if he's
he just got to find the one he can be emotional to.
Exactly. Like, I can deal with it for so long, but if it's every single day, I'm not dealing with that shit.
JoJo
ain't
hit.
You fucking with my vibes. Like, you fucking with my energy. Now my energy low because you crying. Because you mad because I'm at work and you don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Crazy?
That's insecurity.
Nah, that's
insecurity.
But also, that can be.
Same thing.
That can't trigger.
It's same motherfucker.
I'm about to agree with you.
Same fucking thing. Shit.
He could become off a situation to where somebody was saying they was always at work and they was getting their back blown out.
And insecurities are always insecurities are.
But that's not my problem. What happened to you in the past?
Shit, I can't really say because that's not my problem.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got your person. Find your person.
Because I've learned not to bring my past to the present or the future, so you need to figure that out too.
Shit, I'm bringing all my shit to the same nigga. Sorry, nigga, you gonna have to deal with it or not. Because the nigga did this, so you doing the same shit until proven innocent.
Heck, lady.
That's crazy.
That's what it is.
Can we go to the toxic topic?
Toxic. Yeah. Toxic. All right, so we just want to know how toxic everybody is.
Your idea,
because everyone knows that I'm extremely toxic and I don't care. And for that dude on TikTok who said I was a 6, fuck you. Now,
what did he say? He said you got a wig on.
He said you got a wig on.
That's really that we got real hair. That's our real hair.
He was upset. He went longer than the TikTok 60 seconds. That ain't like a minute.
That's that
girl 30.
Real hair.
No. You hear me? Anyways,
wait a minute. I gotta say this. Cause I be seeing some of the responses to some of these videos. And I gotta put a disclaimer out there. I don't make content for niggas that don't get bitches. So if you see any of these videos online and you don't get bitches and you hate bitches and you are you're an incel, you're an involuntary celibate, these are not the videos for you.
They not. Involuntary these niggas that be living in the closet. Of somebody else's home that they don't even fucking know.
Y'all be doing,
they squatting.
Y'all be
shit.
Doing responses to our videos in a dark ass room in the middle of the day.
Yeah, like that's weird. In the covers and shit.
Bro, like I said.
And then the pillow be white with a stain on it. Like what?
Y'all be looking unkempt in these video responses. I be so upset looking at responses to some of these videos.
You like, be upset for what? They be dragging me.
I be upset because are these niggas that watch my shit?
Yeah, them the type of niggas you would drag.
Are these niggas I'm attracted?
Yeah.
I don't want to empower niggas that don't get bitches. I do not. I want to say that again.
They just feel related. They just feel
related.
I do not want to. This is an anti-incel podcast.
They feel, you know, that I you're relatable
bitches.
To them.
No.
That you don't get no bitches.
I get bitches. I love bitches.
Talk your shit.
I like spending time with bitches. And when it come down to it, I spend money on them. So, just because they say some wild shit don't mean this is a he-man woman-hater club. Again, this is not a program for niggas that don't get bitches.
Ding.
Anyway, toxic topic.
That message is approved by.
Okay. Now, okay, the question is, are soul ties just a reason to stay in a toxic relationship? Soul ties meaning, the definition of soul ties once pulled up in the Urban Dictionary, Kodak looked it up earlier, and the definition said basically having ties with someone that you've been intimate with.
That you don't beat they back out.
So basically soul ties being like, shit, you, your soul is tied with them because they fucking the shit out you. Does that make it
hold
right
on,
for
wait,
you
does it gotta be good sex or can it be any sex?
It can be any sex.
Oh, okay. Good shit.
Yeah, so is sex basically like, or your relationship, whatever, with this person, is that a reason for you to stay in a toxic relationship? What do you guys think?
I have.
You have what?
I have stayed in a relationship with soul ties with toxic sex. The sex was too good. We almost killed each other. So we had to leave each other.
Y'all just killed each other? Yeah, that food got in the way. What?
We almost killed each other, but we best of friends now. We just know we got to be friends. Like we can't cross that road. It's been years since we have intercourse. We can't cross that road because it's so toxic.
You too fine. I'd have risked it.
When I seen it,
niggas got to be careful about it. It's been a block season. It is definitely
spin the block. It's not, do not spin the block on me. Do not spin the block on me. Go you around know, the block.
Hoes get freakier when the sun come out.
I almost sent the text out last night.
Do not spin the block. I need all new niggas.
I almost said that. Damn, I'm sorry. I almost did it.
It was my fault. I fucked up.
Sometimes my emotions be getting the best of me.
You sound like me.
I promise I'll do better.
Do not send that text message out.
Please don't. But nah, I think Soul Ties some cap.
Shit.
Wow.
I used to think that, Kodak.
I think Soul Ties some cap. Wow. Shit.
Just because
I beat don't mean that we got anything going on other than us both being horny simultaneously.
No, I think that you just had that one pussy
that make you go insane.
That's gonna make you, I
have great control over my emotions.
Not when it comes to pussy.
Yep.
Mm. You ain't had that pussy yet.
Wait, so y'all telling me sex can make you overpower your emotions?
Yes.
Sex can make you do the some right stupid ass shit.
The right one will make you go insane.
Yes, I'm telling you, like, that you ain't got that.
So, ladies, if I beat you in the past, you got some whack cooch.
More mediocre.
Your cooch is.
Or maybe your pee ain't got power.
Is it because you never really liked them?
Yeah.
It don't even have to be that you don't
really
like them.
What you mean?
Like
if I really liked a girl and we had. But what?
No, I'm saying, like, in this situation. What you're saying is right.
What?
He said, if he. What you just said?
You like a girl.
Okay, just because you like her don't mean she got good cat.
Right.
Every girl I like had good cat, so I.
That might have been your mental more than anything.
Nah,
okay.
Wait, does you like the girl make the coochie better?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what she said might be true.
What? But I'm just saying, like.
Some girls, you can just look at them and see they got good coochie.
You feel me? Yeah. Like,
some are tricky ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what celebrity I think got good coochie?
Oh, damn.
Me.
Yo, Miami.
Oh.
Cardi B.
Yo, Miami.
Cardi B. Oh,
Nia Long.
Zoe Kravitz.
Nia Long.
No. Nia Long, definitely.
No. I don't know about Zoe.
You don't like Zoe?
I just didn't like her. I'm just, she don't give me good pussy vibes.
Vivica Fox.
Jada Pinkett gives me good pussy vibes.
Oh,
toxic.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's the one right there, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by the nigga who they fucking with. If they actually listen, you can tell.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's the one right there, Jada. Yeah, I go with Jada.
All right, damn. So you're saying that. Erykah Badu.
Ooh.
Yes.
Erykah Badu put some other shit in her shit. She know what to eat in from the earth.
That's that soul ties for real.
Oh, yeah, we saw that window seat video.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, I personally think with the soul tie thing, I think if you are in any type of toxic relationship, regardless of whatever the fuck it is that's keeping you there, you gotta fucking run the fucking opposite direction. It don't matter what the fuck it is. Like, it could be the sex, it could be the fucking money, even though bitches probably like, I don't give a fuck, I'ma be in that toxic ass relationship for the money. That shit is still will fuck with your mental and you will be fucked up in the head. And you will be fucked up for the next nigga. You'll be fucked up for that nigga. Your head gonna be fucked up
for
that
happened
nigga.
To me.
So is there anything
the next nigga wasn't toxic, that happened to me and I wasn't ready for him. I ain't gonna lie. My that soul tie was toxic, the next nigga I had, he was not for it and I was not mentally there and I fucked that whole shit up. I wish I never did.
Yep.
So you fucked the relationship up.
I fucked that one. That was a good one. I fucked that one up. If you looking at this baby, I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Can he come back and spin the block
it's
on
been
you?
It's been the block season,
baby.
It's been the block season, except for me. Do not spin the block on me.
I put him at the house with my friends. I ain't know he had a ring doorbell again. He ain't got a ring doorbell cameras.
If I swipe left on you.
Off MLK. Going crazy.
Do not spin the block. Fuck you talking about.
Well, speaking of spinning the block. Why is it that women think they strong for staying with a nigga that's cheating on? Cause I seen way too many women that be like, oh, when I got my lick back, he left. Duh, bitch. You think a nigga gonna stay with you? You think a nigga gonna stay with you when you cheating on him? Yo. Jessica, you stayed when he cheated on you. Don't mean everybody stupid.
I don't think that make you stupid if you stay.
Men are not as strong. Men are not emotionally as strong as women. Women take more pain than women.
Yeah, I just think that like
what, nigga?
What? No, that's true. I'm so serious because y'all could do us dirty, cheat on us, have a baby on us, do all that, and we would still stay. Majority.
Did I tell you do that dumb ass shit?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You actually begged.
And you actually did.
And that's being a woman. But as soon as she tried to let Jada and baby situation, baby done sent Jada through the ringer. Jada responded back to a text message. Now look at baby crying on close friends rampant.
Man, mm-hmm. Look, man.
Yeah,
he sticker did one thing out of like how many years? And look at him gone, trying to act like he hard up. No, he got that girl.
Nah.
And, he put her through the ringer.
Y'all just crazy. Anybody tell you that crazy?
Yes, y'all niggas
shit.
Is. Y'all all y'all niggas. Every time you do something stupid, you know you fucked up, and you still like, please don't.
So we can just recap. Okay, let's y'all get on the same page. So y'all saying that women are emotionally stronger than men because y'all stay.
Not because we stay. Deal with different shit and we deal with
in
shit
different ways.
In different ways, and we.
So y'all deal with getting cheated on different ways.
I'm tired
ways.
Of your motherfucking ass cutting me off every time I say something. Shut the fuck up and let me talk.
Is that how you be talking to your nigga?
Yep. Ooh. That's why I'm single now. Now, anyways, what I'm saying is women, we listen to the nigga and we think that the nigga is going to be better. It's not like we. Duh, bitches don't want to get cheated on. But we see the
I see it too.
We see the
good
potential.
Not the potential, yes. We see the potential with him and know that okay, y'all this see nigga the money. Get better, like mistakes fucking happen and shit. Because at the end of the day, the woman is still making mistakes too. You just don't know about it because she just hiding her shit way better than you are.
Alright, so I got a question though.
I see the money.
Really?
So you just said y'all are more emotionally intelligent, right? Or emotionally stronger? Which one?
Yes, but then I also feel like men know how to have intercourse without emotion. Women don't. Women kind of we do and we don't.
Yeah, but even if we don't have sex with a nigga, and even if we just texting a nigga or going on a date with a nigga or some shit like that, he's still gonna be in his feelings about it.
Yeah,
like you might as well done fucked him. I mean, he gonna be mad as fuck.
Not if I don't give a fuck.
I'm talking about like in a relationship.
We already done classified. You ain't had a right coochie yet.
Right, facts. Well, if you I got guess, good pussy and
maybe we need to test. Maybe we need to test that.
Please
out.
Comment below.
Maybe we need to test this theory out. Let's test it out for the whole summer. We'll see how I come back with.
You don't come back with shit. I'm gonna know too. I'm gonna be like, Kodak, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Just got slutted out the whole summer.
I don't know where she went. Like she said that like it was cool. She was gonna hit me up when she got home. I ain't heard from her in 2 months.
Man, I had that shit happen before. That's the worst. Bitches love wasting a nigga time.
They do.
Bitches love wasting the nigga time.
And niggas get mad when you tell them that you gonna waste his time. I tell niggas all the time, a nigga try to holler at me, I tell him, I'm gonna waste your time.
I'll never forget. This bitch had goddamn.
You tell him just like that?
Yeah, and he be like, what you gonna do? How you gonna tell me what I got time for? Boy, shut the fuck up.
Bro. I tell him I'm crazy. Bro,
this chick got there to see me.
I tell her, I'm gonna be at your front door, your baby mama door, your mama door, your daddy door that you don't even know. Don't play with me.
She done sent me. She done sent me the best nudes of nudes. And I was like, bruh. Pull up tomorrow. Big. In the. What's the Addy?
And wasn't in there.
What's the Addy?
Ghost Joseph.
What's the Addy? Like, bitch, what? You could have just not even sent that shit. Crazy ass girl.
She playing on your top. You playing on your top.
Playing on my mother. I blocked on everything, though.
I would have blocked on everything. Instagram, Facebook, everything.
Number.
Shit she don't even use no more. I don't care. You getting blocked.
You blocked on tag, ho.
Seriously though, what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not gonna act like the cheating thing has nothing to do with money.
Mm. But, you know, he ain't lying about that one.
That women will stay with a nigga that got money.
Yeah.
If he cheating, because
I mean,
y'all fight the battle if a nigga's up there.
She will.
A broke nigga gonna cheat. Every nigga cheat, so you might well be smart about it.
I'm saying she. Just because you paying her bills and she's staying with you, do not think that she not doing nothing on the side. Please don't think that.
That's another. I'm glad.
But
he also getting his.
Okay, that's fine.
That's true.
So why the fuck y'all together?
Because y'all like each other.
That's my soul tie man. That's my man.
A smart business partner.
And that's my main man. And we gonna make this money together.
Yeah, like
it why is smart?
Why women? That's not the way I want to live my life, though. Hell no.
Nah, that's my next question, though. Like, why women would love trying to get their lick back? And they get their lick back fucking the lamest nigga. Like, what? Bitch, that shit make you look bad.
Can I be honest?
Not getting a lick back by fucking a lame nigga.
I feel like, hold on. I feel like in this generation, especially in Atlanta, people get married all the time. And it's like the new generational marriages. It's like it's open marriages. It's not closed marriages. They had three sons. They'll be at swingers clubs. It's like that's the new generational stuff. It's not old school style no more. So I feel like, is it really cheating or is it really an agreement in their marriage and they know what's going on? Just be respectful and don't be disrespectful. Don't let the other person get too comfortable.
There's it's a lot whatever, of that going
it's
on.
Whatever
it's,
you,
it's a lot of that. Yeah.
It's a lot of that
it's
going on.
It's whatever you and your partner want it to be. It's not what yes. everybody else perceives it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah, fact.
It's what y'all decide. If you feel like y'all could be together and fuck off, and then that's on y'all. Then cool. What are you? That's not cheating. That's something that you guys agreement agree on. To. But if you telling me you want to be with me and me only, but you out here fucking other bitches, you got me fucked up. That's not no fucking agreement, nigga. You better let me go fuck niggas too. Mm-hmm. Fuck you thought that I only wanted your dick? No. Fuck you mean? I want to know what that nigga dick talk about.
Wait, so you wanted to know what this nigga dick was talking about before you got in a relationship?
Yeah, hell yeah.
But you get in a relationship and still be wanting to know what the nigga dick talking about.
Okay.
And you only open yourself
no,
up.
Okay, but that doesn't mean just because you get into a relationship with one person does not mean that you still don't have urges for somebody else. It's you crazy as hell if you telling me that I get into a relationship with my nigga and he, all of a sudden, his urge to fuck Drea just went away. Fuck no. You're going to always want to fuck Drea. Duh.
No,
I could kind of beg. I'm a kind of different because if I'm sexually satisfied and you not, if I'm sexually satisfied and you not on no fuck shit, then I'll flirt with another nigga in the club. But what I actually have sex with them, no, because I'm sexually satisfied.
Wait, hold on, time out.
What is flirting in the club?
Hold on, wait a minute. She said
I'm not flirting with no nigga.
What is flirting? Wait a minute.
So it's fun.
In the club. So whoa. So you said you be in a relationship. You hold on. You said you be in a relationship and you be flirting with niggas in public?
No, I'm saying like in a club. Like, you know how
that's
you say
public.
I
public. Like, what?
You
what
in a relationship and flirting with niggas?
No, the doors of the club are closed.
This is a private event.
It might be in a private event. That's not public.
That's public.
No.
Wow. Other niggas, damn, ain't that such as this girl? Damn, I guess.
Damn, she said.
Well, at least she's not fucking him.
At social gatherings, she will flirt.
I'm human. I'm a flirt, but I'm not gonna. Am I gonna my ass? No, because he satisfies me. If he satisfies me, I'm not looking around. You know, men might be different, but if I'm sexually satisfied someone, and you're handling your business, paying the bills, doing what you need to do as a man, I might flirt.
What is your definition
of flirting? I'm human. You're gonna know me, though. I'm an
answer. Wait, so nigga,
hold on. What'd you say?
What's your definition of flirting?
Put the microphone.
Definition of.
Leave the microphone alone.
No, we just want to make sure we get the definition.
My definition of flirting is like talking my shit. Might dance on him a little bit. Might be
okay. Yeah, you wild. Hey,
again.
But I'm not fucking him. I'm not gonna fuck him.
This is in a relationship.
You gonna feel on
my nigga could dance with a hoe in a relationship. I don't give a fuck. Like we in the club. I don't care.
Oh yeah, you too flirty. Too flirty.
But I mean, she don't care. So that's
I don't care.
Does your nigga feel like this?
No.
Yeah, if I have a man, he's gonna feel like this. I don't have no man right now.
I'm saying, is he gonna be okay with you flirting?
You better be. Or we in a relationship.
Oh, shit. So you Swingers think Club. That. You think that.
Y'all look good to me.
Because I feel like.
Swing my way. Shout
it,
swing my way.
No, but for real. No, so you're saying, like, basically what she's saying, guys, is she's saying that if she was to get into a relationship with somebody, she would get into a relationship with somebody who would be okay with her doing that because that's how she is. And if she wants to talk to other niggas, then her nigga that she makes her main nigga gotta understand that. And that goes back to what we were saying. You, whatever you decide in your relationship, that's on you. Can't nobody judge you based off that. Like, you like what you like. Your preference is your preference. Like, who the fuck are these niggas to be sitting here like, oh my God, really? Like, yeah, because my nigga's gonna be okay with that.
Can I ask you a question though? Would you be okay with your nigga getting dances from other girls?
That's what she said. She
what
said
you mean
she
mean not going to a strip club with you? What you mean? I don't care.
We're not talking about strip club. We're talking about like random bitch.
I don't care. Like
flirting.
She
you?
Said she didn't care. That's what she said.
Just don't let that girl be hitting. Now, she hit and she look like she from.
Hold on. We can't have restrictions now. Like, what?
Don't embarrass me.
Is she hitting?
No. If she hit, like she ugly. Like, if she look like Project and she ugly, she just don't look like nothing. Look like Candler Roll or Onet or something. No. We not doing that. Don't embarrass me.
I don't think no nigga would do that.
You never know. Shit. Don't embarrass me.
You crazy niggas.
Man, what? In the club, if I'm already out with a bad chick, I'm not going no low. I'm not going
but
below
I'm
that.
Fun. I want to have fun. Yeah, we always around each other. Go find somebody to be fun. I don't care.
So
that's how she feels.
Can your nigga bring a girl to the room?
Yeah.
Oh,
if we on that level, with. Yeah, because I trapeze. Feel like I'm
just
because
you had like just, that's like that's not your beat. Just that's a mediocre ass fucking question. Like
just because they do something that don't mean he's about to fall in love and all this and that. Men know how to have sex without attachment. It was just a nut.
Unless he fucked a bitch like me, it's over with. You might as well get at you
nigga.
Might as well just find you a new nigga.
Hide your nigga.
Your nigga can't just fuck me and think he just gonna fucking then that's it.
But it's a lot of niggas that do that. They think they could do that.
It's a lot of niggas that think they could do that.
And then they run to a bitch like me. And then they be in it. No, that happened to me though. That happened to me. They think they could just hit and gone. My song size, he was like, I don't even know how I'm like this. I'm a dog ass nigga. Da-da-da-da-da. Till he got to me, I got your ass on a leash. Don't play with me.
Ooh, not a leash.
On a tight ass one.
God damn.
I'm just saying, pussy is very powerful.
God damn.
And I know for a fact, like any nigga that I ever dealt with in the past, hasn't left
at all.
Damn, let me go to my next toxic topic because boy, y'all niggas is a handful.
You two handfuls.
Three scoops, baby. If you spoil a man with his own money, did you really spoil him?
Yeah. What are you talking about? The fuck you talking about? This chestnut checkers,
what
baby.
What the fuck?
I don't find the problem.
If a nigga give you a bag, like give you like $100,000, and you got them spend that $100,000 on him, that mean you spoiled him?
Yeah, because it's my money now. It's that when you gave it to me and I just earned my money, I can do what I want with my money. It don't matter.
How you even gonna know where I got what account I got this money from anyway?
That
not spoiling me.
You know.
No, but you don't.
You don't.
So that's what really matters. What you know, and you know that I went out of my personal schedule to look up some shit that I knew that you would like, something that'll make you so fucking happy. And I'm like, oh, let me get this for him because he's been such a good nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this.
You get that shit.
And I'm going to go and I'm going to get something. Money. Then yes, that's me spoiling him because he get that money for me to do with whatever the fuck I want to do with. So instead of me using that money
difference?
To go buy a car over here for myself, I bought you something. So
you
yes, nigga, I'm spoiling you.
Your nigga worked for that money and he's spoiling you with it. So it come from something, right? So with you, it's like I'm giving you money and
you don't know where the money
back.
Came from.
Okay, yeah, you're just giving it back. You're just shopping for me at this point.
It don't matter. It's still the thought that
personal,
fucking counts.
You a personal shopper.
It's still the thought that fucking counts. Like, if a motherfucker come
but
in here with some flowers.
I work hard for that money to spoil
like,
you.
That
would want the same back. If you're going to spoil me, I want you to work hard
and
for
I
it.
And I am spoiling you.
I'm
just, okay, first of all, who the fuck
I'm giving to you?
How the fuck do you not know? I could be out here working hard and making my own fucking money and my nigga can be out here working hard making his own fucking money and he's giving me
money.
I'm returning it in my own way.
That's something different then.
No, what do you mean? You
he
just
said if a nigga give you
the
money.
The question specifically says.
But you're making it seem like the girl ain't got nothing going on. Like, is that what you're trying to say? Because you didn't say that.
If that wouldn't be spoiling me.
Specifically said, if you spoil a man with his own money,
did
you really spoil him?
Yeah.
But you said that he just gave me the money. Like, he was like, here, hello.
So now that's her money.
First of all, why is you giving me this money? If I, like, because you making it seem like he's only giving me that money because I ain't got nothing else going for myself. You fucking lying. Because I be out here, you see fucking Ari, she got all types of shit going on for herself. And Moneybagg Yo give her money just because.
Ari got a problem because of the nigga she was with.
What are you talking about? We're talking about her money that she makes. Not talking about how she got on. We talking about the money that she makes by herself.
Okay.
The money that got her fucking name on a fucking check or her name on a fucking bag. The money that she fucking makes. Okay?
I think
so
the word
she,
is...
Why do niggas care about Ari?
Why are you getting off track?
I'm not getting off track.
Yes,
it matters.
No, it don't. Because what I'm telling you is that she makes her own
money.
And he has money and he gives
her
money.
That's what I'm saying.
And you trying to tell me that just because she wants to use the money to buy him something that she's not spoiling him?
Spoiling. Like, let's... Spoiling. Like not just a casual gift, like, you know, just thinking of you, but actually, like, spoiling you.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis. No, I don't figure...
That's not you ain't spoiling.
You're not spoiling me if I'm giving you the money, then you pretty much giving it back to me.
Okay, so if that's the case, what would be spoiling then?
Using your hard-earned money just
how you know
I'm
what
working.
Money like she said how you know like you gave me the money so now it's my money you can't tell me what to do with my money
right
how you get that money
you gave it to me
from you
so and how did money? I get the money
I spend it on for it. You work hard for it but you can't tell me so what you gonna do take it and put it in my account and do something else with it I decided cause you spoiled me let me spoil you bad
you gonna give me my money back
in a different form yes
City
girls up 100 points.
I really don't see the problem. City girls. And I don't see how y'all not seeing that it's not a problem. I'm confused. Like, I'm really confused for real. Because you're giving me the money. Like, once you already give me that money, that's my money.
I understand that. Part,
and you giving it to me. So, and you talking about, but I worked hard for the money. Okay, who gives a fuck? If you work hard for the money, why the fuck is you giving it to me then?
Now you got
to
be honest.
No.
Because you telling me, you said that the only, I said, what is it that a girl needs to do to spoil you? And you said that her using her hard-earned cash to spoil you. So,
it's not spoiling if I'm giving it to you.
Okay, but you're giving me your money.
That was the question. That was the question.
But if you're giving me your money, that just don't make sense to me. Like, it's my money now.
Now, thank you. You can't tell me what to do with my money.
But would that be
spoiling? That's like your mama giving you $20 for an allowance, and then
okay,
and then you say mad because you didn't spend it on what she wanted you to spend it on. Like, what? She like, why? Where'd you get those pants? Oh, I bought it with the money. Well, why didn't you buy you a shirt? Motherfucker, because I didn't want a shirt. I wanted jeans. How you going to tell me what to do with my money that you gave me?
I see it different because, I mean, let's... Can we use a scenario?
Yeah, I just did. Scenario.
Okay, let's say for Father's Day, right? Let's go to Father's Day. If I gave you money and you used that gift to buy me a Father's Day gift when I gave you the money, that's not technically spoiling.
If a girl doesn't have money in the first place, okay? Because y'all keep going back to she ain't got no money. So
she won't be my girl then.
But if she ain't got no money in the first place and you giving her money, you're providing for her, why the fuck can she not use that money to spoil you if she ain't got no money in the first place?
Crickets. Now you got crickets.
No, I'm just saying, my girl wouldn't have money, period. Like, she would have her own money as well. But that's just me, though, you know.
I don't think that's spoiling.
Yeah, I don't either.
What's your definition of spoiling?
I'm about to say.
That's why I asked. I was like, because
I'm asking. You said a girl using her hard-earned money to spoil.
No,
you.
I'm just saying something you work hard for and you like constantly give.
Okay.
Why is spoiling got to be with money?
I'm talking about using the money that I gave you. Like, if I didn't give you that money, would you spoil me?
Yeah.
Duh.
But. You have to deserve you have to have a reason for me to be spoiling you.
Bitches is spoiling.
You have to be doing shit right. Like, you can't just be out here fucking off, not coming home at night, not taking care of shit you need to be taken care of, and then think that a bitch is going to spoil you. Now, not going to happen.
Bitches is spoiling nowadays.
Yeah, now, if you're doing shit right, and you deserve that shit, you making sure my mental straight, like, we fucking on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't got to worry about shit. You care for me and shit, then yes, I'm going to spoil the fuck out of you because you deserve that shit. Now, if you was just a nigga that I'm talking to, going out, kicking it with a couple times, and you ain't shit, and you got hella hoes and all this shit, I'm not going to fucking spoil you, nigga.
Well, that would make...
Speaking of spoiling.
That's being smart.
I got another question for y'all. So, if you ask a nigga for something, right? You ask a nigga for something, and he says... Let me see. Let me. I'm gonna try to make it happen instead of just yes. Is that a turn off if a nigga just don't say yeah? I'm gonna do it.
Say that again.
If you ask a nigga for something, right? You ask him to take care of something, and you say, "Let me see," or "I'm gonna see what I can do."
That means he might not have the money for that right now.
No, I'm asking. So is that a turn off for a nigga to say?
No, because niggas don't always have money 24/7. You gotta be realistic. Shit happens. Like, right now, it's a lot of niggas hurting in Atlanta, believe it or not.
If you are a nigga and you watching this and you trying to holler at me, please have money all the time to where I don't never have to go to that shit. It should never be a nigga ain't got no money right now.
No, and I'm not dating for love anymore. From last year to this year, I'm telling you, These niggas ain't got no money right now. They hurting. I'm probably more.
PPP gone.
Yeah, that PPP, they, all that shit. They done ran through this shit. It's a lot of scammers, drug dealers. They going through it. They going through the hurt right now. They no, some of them bouncing back. It's some new that's bouncing back right now. But a lot of them going through it. I've been seeing them, been walking the fuck away. Because I'm like, what you got going on? You ain't.
I feel like
scammers is down bad.
Yeah, right now.
If a dude tell me, he'll let me know. He got a certain, he got a timeline, a time frame before he let me know. Before I be like, all right, well, time for me to figure it out.
And figuring out means you
figuring it out.
You going to, you gonna ask another nigga?
I ain't said that. I said I'm gonna figure it out.
Nah, be honest.
Yup.
Damn.
Yup. Because you gonna get mad if I ask another nigga first, and because I know then that particular nigga is gonna do it. So I'm gonna ask you first, and you tell me to wait. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna respect you. I'm gonna give you 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So after that 3 days.
So they got 3 days to make it happen.
If you ain't doing that shit by the third day, I'm gonna have it done by the third day. No, I'm an independent. Well, I am an independent.
In the bank. Boy,
no, me. I'm an independent woman. If I ain't gonna lie. If I know you got it or something like that, or just a situation, if you supposed to be about it, and I ask you to do something, you don't do it, I'm gonna still pop up with it. I done did that multiple times. Niggas be like, oh, I was gonna get you that. You
what are
get
we asking
enough
to be done?
You ain't get it fast enough. I mean, my wife. East Saint Laurent. I wanted this East Saint Laurent purse. It was like $3,000, and I got the purse. And he was like, "Oh, I got it too fast." What you mean I got it too fast? I ain't no broke ass good girl.
It ain't even about
wait
that.
Wait for a nigga to get his shit together.
No, nah, it's not even about that.
I want
that.
What I want.
It's not. It's not even about that. It's just my thing is you can spend your money, but you got seven other niggas that's gonna spend the same bag. Like,
period.
Why am I finna ask? Why am I?
Wait, so niggas in competition with.
This ain't a competition, baby. This ain't a competition because I came to you first. Ain't no competition. What's the competition like?
So why all these other seven niggas even being mentioned?
Because like they gonna be there to do what and the fuck your, I need and to get done. So
and the first nigga like, is your nigga, right? The nigga you go to first is your. The nigga you go to first is your nigga. Like that's your.
Yep.
So why are these other seven niggas even in the picture?
If that's
what
your
you
nigga.
Mean? I'm just saying those be scenarios and niggas need to be cautious about.
What it sound like to you? It sound like competition.
Why is it a competition?
Cause I gotta get this shit done before these other niggas is damn near the incredible.
No, it's only a competition in y'all mind. Y'all the only ones. Y'all the only ones that think it's a competition.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a competition. Cause guess what? After that nigga spent that bag, I'm still with my nigga. Like I ain't that nigga ain't getting nothing for me. But a thank.
But in the back of your head, you like, damn, I had to go to this other nigga to get some shit that my nigga couldn't do.
No.
That's crazy.
I ain't thinking that.
I ain't your nigga then.
I ain't thinking that.
I ain't in no way short, so the best one win.
May the best bank account win, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it is what it is. Shit happens. Shit fucking happens. Like.
Oh, man.
I'm single.
Hey, yo.
What else you
got
in
I'm single, but I'm saying in a fucking relationship, that shit fucking happens. Hell, and if a nigga, I'm trying to do better as a person. But in a relationship, we not finna sit here and act like this shit don't happen. I'm gonna keep it real. Every single time we crack open these fucking mics in this camera, I'm gonna be 100 with you. Mm-hmm. You a bad bitch in a relationship with a nigga who ain't doing shit right, just know that bitch got a nigga, 1,000 other niggas that's gonna do the same thing she asking you to do. And if you don't do that shit in that time frame, it's okay, because it's gonna get done. And she might do it or another nigga might do it, but you wouldn't know. I got it. I'm always say I got it. Oh, I got myself this. Oh, I got myself this.
Whole time.
You would never know. I could have, but then I couldn't. You would never know.
I know someone like that.
A soccer player bought that motherfucker bag.
You would never fucking know.
NFL player shit.
You would never know. Messages deleted, blocked.
I'd have been in a situation where
watch
it on that Raiders games.
Why she's always at the country, huh?
Yeah, you would never even know where I'm at. Like, shit like that don't get posted.
Why are you in a relationship?
I mean, I'm saying shit like this happens when people see in relationships, yes.
That shit is crazy.
Scary.
I'm not saying me and my relationship. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to find a nigga that's actually going to love me for me. I ain't trying to be on my bullshit. I don't want no open relationships.
Joe is single, ready to mingle.
I don't want Joseph. Open relationships.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You don't want no relationship?
Me and only me. No. Well, actually.
Hold on. You don't want no relationships?
Open relationship.
If
a man comes to me open and honest and be like, I like you a lot, but I kind of want to fuck around, then let me know that up front. That way I know how to control my emotions going into the relationship.
Be intentional. Yeah.
Don't go into the relationship, I want to be with you and only you, but then you fucking around with other bitches. Yeah. And now I'm already like emotionally involved with
she
you.
Wants a nigga shit. That's honest.
Tell me the fucking truth.
Yeah, she wants a nigga that's honest and that's truthful.
Yeah.
And that's intentional.
I had a nigga tell me straight up, like, I want you to be my girlfriend, but I want to have other girlfriends.
That's truthful.
And I was
let me be able to choose.
Right. And I was like, what comes with this now?
I think that's how it should be.
What are the pros and cons of this contract, this agreement, sir, before I decide to do this shit with you?
We need everything on the table.
Let me fucking know.
Mm. Well, damn, Jojo, what else is on your mind?
Kodak, you lame as fuck. Like, what are you doing? Lame. Are you drunk?
No.
Why are you just sitting over there looking like this? Ugly as fuck.
She be on your ass.
Damn, for no reason.
You on your shit.
Damn, I'm not the nigga from TikTok. I'm not the nigga from TikTok. Jesus.
I'm just saying. I want to ask this question, though, because this is actually a good one. Does anybody have any kids in here?
No.
Just you.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask that question then. Because I need somebody else. But if your partner gets food without you, Is that a deal breaker? Is that a problem within a relationship?
You don't care about my stomach, and you don't care that I ate today. So that means you don't care if I live. So what? That means we don't need to be together.
Yo.
And period. What the fuck? I feel her because I could, don't go and get no food out of me, and don't go get food and don't bring no food.
You gotta be shitting me, man.
How does 1 + 1 = 7 like that?
I feel like you don't care about my stomach. You don't care about live. I have to eat and live.
So
since you came home without no food, that means you don't care about my life. So that means I don't need to be with you. So that means we don't need to be together.
Are y'all together the whole day?
I don't care. If you come around me without no food, then tell me. It's not for us to talk about.
Like, what do you mean? Like, you went and got food and didn't bring me no food? Like, are you fucking crazy? That's like something that I need to do to live. I need to eat. Like,
you didn't know you needed to eat the fuck
out. But if you went to go get food.
Women are big ass children.
If you went to kill.
Women are big ass children.
You didn't need to wake up and cook breakfast for yourself. Like, you know, especially if I'm not there.
That's not the point. First of all, y'all don't even know if we ate or if we didn't eat. That doesn't fucking matter.
You know if you ate or didn't eat.
Exactly.
You know you need to eat.
And I would have just ate a full fucking course meal. And you walk in that house with some food and I ain't got none. I'm still going to be pissed because I'm going to be like, oh, you went to go get some food?
I'm going to start crying.
A nigga actually fuck with you, he gonna find out your eating schedule.
I'm gonna start crying.
Off real.
You gonna start crying.
You gonna find out your eating schedule off real.
If you go get some food, you better fucking call me and tell me you finna go get you some food. That's all I'm saying. Don't pull up to the house because I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna.
Yeah, if you. Okay,
I'm gonna cook for you.
If you at the house.
I'm gonna cook dinner. That's what the fuck I'm gonna do anyway. Because if my nigga pull up to my house and I cook and there ain't enough for him, he gonna be mad as fuck. Like, damn, you ain't cook for me? You ain't eat. Like what?
Yeah. If you at the house, then yeah.
Do y'all think cooking for a nigga is like wifey material shit?
Nah. Depend on nigga. If I'm fucking with you, I'm gonna feed you, daddy.
It's just you know what I'm saying.
What do y'all consider wifey things?
Hold on, let me.
Yeah, answer that, but then expound on it.
Okay. Cooking for a nigga. With me, I do that anyway. I cook. I have to. I have a child. She gotta fucking eat. Not eating takeout all the time. So I'm gonna cook anyway. If you my nigga, you're gonna automatically eat. Now, once you start actually cooking for a nigga on a consistent basis and he's being your nigga, whatever, if that nigga start acting like he flawed and he starts showing like some flaw ass shit, then that's when that shit gets taken away.
That's when you starve.
So it's not like I don't do it because you're not my nigga. I do it off rip. But then if you on some bullshit, then I'm gonna be like, nigga, that's a luxury. Like, give me that shit back. Fuck you talking about? Bitches ain't cooking these days.
Oh no, you took the chicken Alfredo.
Nah, you crazy as fuck. I can cook some chicken Alfredo and make the sauce my fucking self and don't have to buy
chicken.
And don't have to buy the can. Fuck
take,
you mean?
You gonna take the fried chicken?
But
you has half and half.
I'm a wonderful cook, actually. I'm a fucking wonderful fucking chef, actually.
Now, when I wanted to vote. Wonderful. Who made the better chicken?
Kodak can't cook shit.
You are a fucking liar.
He put everything in the air fryer. But what I'm saying is
it'll be seasoned.
What I'm saying is I'm not gonna come off as, oh, I'm not cooking for you because X, Y, and Z. No. But I will take that shit away from your ass if you act crazy.
She gonna put a nigga on punishment.
No, it ain't no punishment. Niggas love to eat, and I can fucking cook. Like, niggas don't want to go out to eat all the fucking time. Like, yeah, it's all fun and cool. Yeah. But, like, let me get some fucking home cooked meat. Like, let me get some real fucking food. I can cook anything. Like, I can cook whatever the fuck it is you want. I can cook that shit.
You gonna cook for me?
Sure.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, here y'all go.
Oh, of shit.
Love and coochies. Lint liquor.
I mean, she did say that she said she bring somebody else to the bedroom. She did say that now.
That part.
Don't sleep on that.
It's just her in the room right now. This is going to be y'all too.
Okay. Well, don't worry about us. Worry about yourself.
And now they swing my way.
And then it sound like some wet carpet.
Kodak always be hating. Like, you be so mad that like, I be getting bitches.
Oh, you be pulling both ways, JoJo?
I get bitches too.
I do pull both ways. I pull both ways.
Okay.
What's wifey material?
So, wifey material.
Be the hoe. Be the hoe.
This wifey not material on right now. Is, this now is not on.
What's wifey material?
Wifey material is, in my mind, I don't know, because you guys are the ones, whatever. But in my mind, I think wifey material is somebody that's going to hold you down.
What that mean?
Hold you down, like, yeah, whatever, like, be your therapist. Be everybody that you could depend on.
Y'all
like,
thought I was going to be my therapist.
Like, shut the fuck up and let me explain, god damn it. You talking about all these other bitches that you done fucked with. I'm trying to tell you what the fuck wifey material is. Because if that's the case, y'all niggas throw it off too. We don't need to be holding y'all ass down anyway. You want to fucking be your damn therapist? Go see the fucking therapist. Shit. See?
Go see the lady.
Yes, go see the fucking lady. ASAP. Anyways, wifey material, I think, is a girl who's going to hold you down, meaning that whatever it is that you go through, she's going to stick beside you. Like, regardless if, you know, you had a job, now you don't, and you're trying to figure it out, she's going to be there with you and help you trying to figure it out. She's going to be loyal. She ain't going to fuck off on you. She's going to make sure everything is good at the house. Like, if y'all got kids, the kids is straight, homework is done, house is clean,
yep,
clothes are folded, washed, all of that shit. And dinner is fucking made. You get home, she can fucking suck your dick, fuck you good, and there you go.
A perfect union.
And she got her own fucking job too, and she make her own money. That's wifey material.
Yep.
That's why I'm looking for a wifey material.
What do you think wifey material is?
I feel like wifey material is something like you cook, clean, make sure your kids straight. Matter if it is her or not her kids. Make sure the bill, not the bills, but like make sure you handle everything. Because, you know, sometimes men be forgetting about
no,
stuff.
No, men always do. A woman has to be everything in the relationship. She has yes. to do everything for you yeah. and, make, for, and for herself.
Make sure you the book
especially
smart.
When
like,
it
yeah,
to
he might be
yeah,
doing
everything.
What he,
yeah.
he might be doing what he doing, but make sure like you're your brain behind that stuff. Because sometimes yes. men don't even know how to think about other stuff. Yes. And you can put some shit together and, you know, make that shit come together.
Like, yeah. for instance, like you guys, his mom's 50th birthday coming up. You're going to be the one that goes out. He might be the one to provide the money, but you'll be the one that has to go out to these stores and get your kids something to wear, get you something to wear, get your mama a gift, get the car, give you the car so you can sign it. Like, yep. the woman has to do all this. She has to
so
really be a manager,
like, okay, yeah,
a manager to her fucking man. Like, yep. that's what a fuck
the house
does.
So based on these two answers, most of the women
neutral.
In Atlanta is not wifey material.
I'm definitely.
She just said city girls up 100. Hell no. Like, the fuck?
I am wifey material, but it depends. Different men brings out different type of women and a different type of person. In the woman, because mm-hmm. I might act this way with you, but then this other man might not even see this.
First of all, let's get this straight. You can't just be wifey to everybody.
That's true.
Because one thing about it, a female is not going to be like do all these wifely duties to some man who not doing what she feels like a man needs to be doing in a relationship. Yeah. All that shit that I just added on that fucking list of what a woman should do to be a wife, there's also a list of shit that a nigga needs to do to yeah. be a fucking husband. One of them, the main fucking thing is to
pick
make
a wife.
Is to make sure
you might not know how to
I'm
pick.
Fucking straight. If we got kids, to make sure we're fucking yeah. straight. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you got to go out there and break your fucking back to make sure we straight, then
that
nigga,
part.
Your back broke.
We
but guess what?
And
when your back broke,
we are both
but when
breaking
your back broke,
back.
So
I'm
not
going to break his back.
By the way, so you think everything 50-50 on the end?
We will both be breaking our backs.
You think everything 50-50 on the end?
No,
we're not talking
not.
About. I don't. It's not money because
I don't want a woman that's gonna let me break my back out there trying to goddamn do
exactly.
shit.
What I'm saying is you.
If
that's what you need
breaking,
to do.
Boom, be done. You feel what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's literally what I just said.
Yeah,
if you're
yeah,
out
yeah.
there breaking your back, I'm gonna be right there in your little, helping you with your little walker, putting you in your little back brace, and putting you in the tub every night because your ass can't walk.
Up.
But what I'm trying to get you to understand is. just because the man's out there breaking his back to provide, that does not mean that the woman isn't breaking her back to do the shit that she's doing. You think that shit easy? A woman going to work all day, every day, going home, being a mom, cooking, cleaning, having to deal with whatever's going on at school with the kids, dealing with the shit she going through mentally and emotionally. She might be insecure as fuck. She might feel like her nigga not looking at her right. Then he come home dealing with the shit he going through at work. You got to deal with his mental too. That shit is a lot of shit for a woman to go through. So just because she might not be out here physically breaking her back to go get some fucking money does not mean she's not breaking her fucking back.
I wasn't talking about money when it comes to mine. I'm just talking about
in general. Obviously, you need someone that's going to be willing to crash out for you.
I feel like a woman should. I honestly feel you. I feel like women should step up when a man falls short. Am I going to step up the whole way? No, but if a man falls short, we're human beings. Shit happens. I'm going to be there.
For sure.
I want to repeat and say I am definitely wifey material. I am not side bitch material. Do not try to side bitch me because it's over with for your ass.
Shout out to all the women who are wifey material.
And if you are a side bitch, ain't nothing wrong with it. I used to Shout out to all the good women.
Like, if your man had a side bitch, would you go to her for advice and what you doing wrong?
Shout out to all the good women.
No. Side bitch? She the side bitch, not the main. I must be doing something right.
I mean, but if a nigga got a side bitch,
I'm not gonna go to the side bitch to ask her.
That's stupid. It's like the queen stepping
out. Shout out to all the good women
in
Atlanta.
It's like the queen asking princess for help. I don't need that. Like, you below me. You the side bitch for reason. I'm the main bitch, so I must be doing something right.
I mean, first of all, if you got a side bitch, she might be doing some shit that you're not being open with me to. You know,
I can't help
with that. You too insecure to tell me what the fuck you got going on. Like
licking them balls.
Like you may not even need a side bitch if you just be open with your girl and tell her what the fuck you got going on. Like what you want to do, what you want to explore, like shit like that. Like if you actually be open,
what if a
she might
better?
Be fucking open,
huh?
What if a coochie better?
Yo,
ain't no coochie better than my coochie.
That part.
Anyway, though.
I say that every episode.
I love the confidence.
Ain't no coochie. This is the coochie right here. The coochie to be right here.
I have a coochie better between y'all. I have a coochie one right now. I have a coochie one.
This pussy gonna pop. You hear me? This pussy gonna pop.
You about to have a squirt off right now.
I can't get into conversations about whose pussies is better than whose. I just know the lives that I fucked up with this motherfucker, and that's why I had to keep my shit on leash.
I know niggas are moving in different states about me.
It's so many niggas. That's dangerous. Niggas done left their wives, and I just leave them right there looking dumb because I don't give a fuck. You cheat on her, so of course you gonna cheat on me. Fuck you talking about?
And it's just so much like women, men don't be understanding that. Sometimes a woman might, like a guy might be trying to put out and put out and put out. And a girl might really want to fuck with you, but she just withholds her pussy because you can't handle it. She know you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And you showing the red flags like,
mm-mm.
This pussy, I would have. But you ain't going to be able to handle this shit, nigga. And I ain't got time. So.
Well, that is episode 94. Shout out to the good coochie Olympics.
Period. Big.
Yo.
We got the homies in the building. Big OG Skittles.
Original Skittles. You know what the fuck going on.
Titties out, Skittles.
Let me tell you something. I got a reduction last May.
Oh, shoot.
I got nasty big titties. They grew the fuck back. I done gave up.
What size are they?
A triple D again. And I got to a C cup. So, like, at the end of this year, I'm going to go to an A or B.
They reduced and grew?
Yeah, when you have naturally big titties, you have a 75% they'll grow back. And I'm just about to cry.
Wait, why your titties grow? How do they grow back?
When you naturally have big titties and you get a reduction, that's the chance you take. You know, Summer Rella had went through that depression because they grow back. If you have naturally big titties.
My family be having, they have
naturally. See, these are still my titties. I got to reduce, but they grew back, and I just don't know what to do. I'm going to go to, I know what you can do with them. I feel like big titties make me look more broader. I feel like big titties, like, I can't be more classier. Like, you know, some females, they're like, you know, I feel like you get sexualized for it. More than titties than ass, because you can see
it faster.
No.
You don't strip?
Not no more.
Oh, well.
I ain't stripping like years, honestly.
Years.
I came and saw you 2 years ago. I don't think I was saying.
It was 2020.
I don't think I've seen. Yeah, I ain't dancing no more.
I missed you too.
I still pop.
Let's ask the Tiz what they think. That's a word from the titties. My dog, Big Homie Ant. I'm going to show that, dog.
It's in the trunk.
Kodak is so lame.
Russell Wilson corny or?
You're lame as fuck. I can't wait for people to tell you. Because now you just put the titties on the microphone.
Yeah, that's going to be the thumbnail too.
That shit's so funny. What's it going to be the thumbnail?
Yeah.
It's her. It's her. I can make him
jump. Every time I got on that, I can make him jump.
She can make him jump. Make him jump. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wait, I need a picture.
She's make her titties jump.
Yo, what the fuck?
And that is episode 94 of the Big Homie's House. And we're out of here. Titties is jumping. Yeah, it is jamming. It's a good day. Goodbye.